This is how Steve Reich's Different Trains begins. What you hear first is the tape, and only now does the string quartet join in, just the first violin to start with. It's played by Nicholas Kitchen of the Boston-based Borromeo String Quartet.
What happens at the beginning of the piece is that the quartet is almost entirely responsible for a figuration which Steve Reich has made sound like a train. And when you put together different instruments, you get this kind of chugging effect of the train.
From Chicago.
The first movement is titled America, Before the War, and according to Steve Reich, it tells the story of how, as a young boy, he was shuttled across country by train back and forth between his separated parents. The tape is a recording of train roars and whistles, three additional string quartets, and the voices of his governess and a retired Pullman porter, reminiscing about the romance of train travel in the late 30s and early 40s. Their voices are so melodic, Reich set them to music.
One of the fastest trains.
Most of the time, except for very few moments, in the entire piece, I'm actually mimicking the voice.
One of the fastest trains.
Mai Motobuchi plays the viola for the Borromeo Quartet. It's an instrument that sounds a lot like the human voice.
So my voice actually starts that starts with a from Chicago to New York. But as soon as it shifts to the second movement, and my first words is 1940. And from then on, my voice actually becomes bone-chilling.
1940.
In this second movement, called Europe During the War, Reich evokes the Holocaust and the very different train trips Jews were forced to take to the death camps. Here, the voice fragments on the tape are of Holocaust survivors remembering.
And he said, "Don't breathe. Don't breathe." Actually, it's very chilling to express that. This one, they shaved us.
They shaved us.
It seems the favorite movement of the Borromeo Quartet is the third and final one, called After the War. Here, Reich reaches for a tentative, cautious optimism. Near the end, a Holocaust survivor says these words. There was one girl who had a beautiful voice, and they loved to listen to the singing, the Germans.
And they loved to listen to the singing, the Germans.
Here's Christopher Tong.
And then the very last section, the thing which follows that, is... And when she stopped singing, they said more and more, and they applauded. And, you know, you realize the situation of the memory that she's describing, but there's something very beautiful about it. It's the thing which actually holds the humans together, holds the people together, rather.
The humanity of
right.
The murderous Germans.
Well, they're humans. They loved music. They appreciated music. They loved to listen to the singing. I think there's nothing more you have to say.
They loved... listen to the singing. And then she stopped singing, they said more and more. And then she stopped singing, they said more and more, and they applauded.